Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to be reading the first five verses of 2 Timothy chapter 1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. I thank you so much for the wonderful moms that we have in this church. I pray, Lord, that this sermon will be an encouragement to them, but not only to them, but to all of us. Because these principles that we will be discussing this morning from your word can be applied to each and every one of our lives. And I pray today, Lord, that you would uplift each and every one of us to do your will, just like Lois and Eunice did. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I'd like to talk to you about a very special mom who raised a wonderful servant of the Lord. Her name is Eunice. Eunice was the mother of Timothy, a godly servant of the Lord. We see the Apostle Paul's writings to Timothy that Eunice and Timothy's grandmother, Lois, had a great impact on shaping Timothy into the man he became, this great servant of the Lord. So the story of Timothy's life is a great commentary on the influence a mother and a grandmother can have on a child. I hope we'll be encouraged by this, that we can see moms and grandmoms, our children, be influenced by us in a great way to serve the Lord. And we see that in the life of Timothy. We also see from the scriptures that Timothy's desire to serve the Lord came about in spite of no persuasion from his dad, who was an unbeliever. So that further emphasizes the impact that a mother can have on the spiritual welfare of their children. There's a great spiritual impact that you have at your disposal to your child. So I would like us to take a look at this passage and some others and see three ways a mother can have a godly impact on their children. First of all, I want you to look at verse 5 again. Verse 5 says, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." Now, here's a wonderful generation genealogy here that we see. We see Lois had genuine faith, and that was obviously passed on to Eunice, and she had genuine faith. And that genuine faith was then passed on from both of them to Timothy. And this genuine faith that Timothy had, we see from God's word, was influenced by the genuine faith of both Lois and Eunice. So notice it says that Timothy had a genuine faith. Notice also that God makes the point of telling us that this genuine faith was exhibited in Lois and Eunice first. Now, if you want to instill a genuine faith in your children, then a non-hypocritical faith must show in your life. Now, what do I mean by that? That means that God's priorities for your life are displayed in your life. That what priorities that God wants for you are the same priorities that you have and display in your life. Now that means that your relationship with the Lord is shown as your greatest priority. Your relationship with the Lord is shown as your greatest priority. Moms, dads, do your kids see you having devotions, praying, talking to the Lord? Do they see that your relationship with the Lord is very important to you by your faithfulness to study His Word, by your faithfulness to be in the house of the Lord and serve the Lord? Are your priorities lined up with the Lord's? This means that that your relationship with the Lord is tantamount, is your first priority. Now understand something. If your relationship with the Lord is your main priority, then your relationship with your kids is going to be right. It's going to be right. If it's not, then it's not going to be right. It's going to be messed up. And we need to understand that in all our relationships, in our marriage relationship. If our relationship with the Lord is not priority number one, then our relationship with our spouse will be messed up as well. So this means that their relationship with the Lord comes before their ability to play soccer or any other sport. Now understand that. You're trying to teach your children that their main priority should be their relationship with the Lord. Are you showing that to them? Or do you say, okay, we got to skip church this morning because we got to take little Johnny to football or soccer or whatever. Our kids play sports, but they know one thing before we sign them up for anything. And we tell the coaches this too. Coach, the kids are going to play and we'll be here every time we can. But when we have church, they're going to be in church. And we haven't had any problems with that. And our kids know that right off the bat. And what does that show them? That shows them that their service to the Lord and their relationship with the Lord is more important than baseball, soccer, whatever. Okay? And that's what they need to understand. They need to see that coming from our lives too. Do we put our career ahead of our relationship with the Lord? Do we put our social status and our lifestyle ahead of our relationship with the Lord? Your kids can see that. Understand that. Your kids know what your main priority is. Let's make them understand it's the Lord. Let's have a genuine faith that shows Jesus is number one in our lives. Your kids want, you understand something. Your kids won't remember you for the wonderful career you had. They won't. What they'll remember is the influence that you had on them to build their character. That's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember the Christ-like love that you showed to them. That's what's also going to make the difference in their lives. Okay? Not that you were able to have this fabulous career and supplied all their Game Boys and big screen TVs and everything else that they ever wanted. Understand that. What's really going to matter to them is that you showed them godly, Christ-like love because of your close relationship with the Lord. Four scholars were arguing over Bible translations. One said he preferred the King James Version because of his beauty in eloquent Old English. Another said he liked the New American Standard Version for its literalism and how it moves the reader from passage to passage with confident feelings of accuracy from the original text. The third scholar was sold on the New Living Translation for its use of contemporary phrases and idioms that capture the meaning of difficult ideas. After being quiet for a moment, the fourth scholar admitted, "I have personally preferred my mother's translation." When the other scholars started laughing, he said, "Yes, She translated the scriptures. My mom translated each page of the Bible into life. It is the most convincing translation I have ever read. Now that is what we're talking about. That's the kind of impact you can have on your children. If you will serve the Lord, follow His commandments, and you'll abide in His love, just like it says in John 15, then you will see the impact you have on your children is a godly one and a wonderful impact. Mom, your children don't need to know that you are perfect, but they do need to know that your faith is genuine. Now, turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. It's just a page over or two pages over in your Bible. Let's look at verses 14 through 16. It says, "But you must continue in these things, which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Now, secondly, a mom can have a great impact on their children through reverence for the Scriptures. Now, notice these things were learned, so someone had to teach Timothy, right? Somebody had to teach him, and somebody had to assure him of these things. That was reinforcement. So what was Lois and Eunice doing with Timothy since he was a child? They were instilling the Word of God in their lives. They were constantly reading the Bible to them. Every time a subject came up, they didn't say, "Well, let's see what Oprah says, let's see what, you know, Spock says, whatever," right? No. They said, "Okay, let's see what the Bible says. Let's see what God has to say about this subject." And they'd get the Bible out and they'd show Timothy what the Bible had to say on that subject. And they would memorize the scriptures. And I'm sure that this was instilled in them all the time. That's what we need to be doing in the lives of our children. Go into the scriptures every time we have a question. When they have a question, everything we do, we must back it up with scriptures. I can't tell you how many times my kids have said, "Yeah, but Daddy, why do we have to do this?" And Christy and I made a promise to each other and to our kids that if we couldn't show them from the scriptures why they had to do something, then maybe we ought not be doing it. But we've never had to worry about that, because all scripture is given for reproof, for correction, for everything in life. It's right there. All the principles of life that we need to know are right in God's Word. And my kids know that, and your kids know that, can know that too. That's all they have. We just need to teach them and reassure them of that fact, that if they will go by God's Word, they will have no regrets. And I'm telling you, that's the kind of confidence we can have in God's Word. I've never had a regret when I went by what God told me to do in His Word. There's no better advice you will ever get in the world than what comes from God's Word. And any advice you need can come from God's Word. So you can have total confidence in it. It's never wrong. It's never been wrong. Ever, ever, ever. So why would you seek advice anywhere else but the place you know you can get the exact right answer every time? And that's what we need to be instilling in our kids all the time, letting them know that they can be assured of the wonderful counsel of God's Word. That's what Paul is encouraging Timothy. Hey, continue on in these things, because the things you've learned from God's Word are exactly right and exactly what you need to continue on in life. And that's what we need to remember. Ralph Emerson has said, "Men are what their mothers make them." And an old Spanish proverb says, "An ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy." And I understand that. Now, listen, I understand that. These kids are good kids. They listen to Pastor Bill when I'm preaching. I can tell. They tell me things, and I can tell they're listening. But guess what? I can preach a wonderful homiletic sermon, expository sermon, have all my points just right, say everything just nicely, and have all my stuff correct, okay? And it won't have the same impact as mom saying, "Hey, you better tell me the truth. The Bible says thou shalt not lie." Okay? That's what I'm saying here. You can have a great impact, mom, far greater than I can as a minister. Okay? So let's remember that. Okay? Now, notice they all came from the Scriptures. All these teachings came from the Scriptures. So every lesson learned in life was backed up by the Scriptures. Most importantly, the Scriptures are the foundation of your child's saving faith in Jesus. Let's not forget that. If we can't have total confidence in the Scriptures, we don't have hope. We don't have hope. Our hope is based on the Bible's account of the life of Jesus Christ, of His death, burial, and resurrection. Our hope is in that account, in the biblical account of the life of Jesus Christ. If we can't instill confidence, total confidence in the Word of God in our children, then what hope do they have of the account of the Lord Jesus Christ? This is the account right here. And so we must instill in our kids a total reverence and confidence in the Scriptures. Mom, you need to know the Scriptures and have such a high regard for them that you use them to correct, reprove, and instruct your children. This will give them the reverence for the Scriptures and allow God's Word to have a great impact on their lives. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, just a few pages back in your New Testament. Acts chapter 16. Verses 1 through 3. Okay. Chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region. And they all knew that his father was Greek." Now, turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Right after Ephesians, Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. It says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus." Now, this is a great commentary on Timothy, but my point is this. A mom can have a great impact on their child by teaching them to serve the Lord. Now, I find it amazing that Timothy was so willing to serve the Lord and serve others. Think about this. When Paul said, hey, I need you to come with me, Timothy said, okay, I'll go. And Timothy was there to help and to serve. Not only that, when Paul needed to send someone trustworthy to encourage others in the Lord, to serve others, he sent Timothy. Isn't that awesome? What a commentary on the life of Timothy. But this is something that is taught as well. This is something that Timothy must have learned from someone. Being a servant requires example. And Eunice and Lois were excellent examples. You know, I was talking to someone this morning about how Michaela had gotten another job at Newport Creamery, and we're so grateful she got that other job. But he was telling me about this parents that they have a 32-year-old son, and they have to pay him $10 just to go volunteer for a couple hours at some volunteer function. And he kind of just sits at the house the rest of the time. Now, you know, parents need to do something about that. Amen? Am I wrong in saying that if my 32-year-old son's just sitting on the couch all day and I got to pay him 10 bucks to go volunteer somewhere, that I need to do something about that? Am I wrong in that? No, I don't think so. I think something's wrong here. So I think I need to motivate him to go do something, right? Well, hey, you know, kids are naturally inclined, just like all humans are, to kind of be on the lazy side. So they need some help and encouragement and motivation to do what they should, especially when it comes to serving the Lord, okay? So we need to motivate our children to serve the Lord. We need to give them an example of this by being excellent servants as well in our service to the Lord. We should show them that God is using our gifts and abilities that he gave us in his service, okay? And so if we're not using our gifts and abilities in his service, then we can't be the example to our kids to do that, okay? So it's important that they see that we are using our gifts as well. By the time a child, and I know moms work hard. They are excellent examples of hard workers. You can't be a mom and want to be a good mom and not work hard. It's just part of the deal. It's part of the role. By the time a child reaches 18, a mother has to handle some extra 18,000 hours of child-generated work. In fact, women have who never have children enjoy the equivalent of an extra 3 months a year in leisure time. Now, that reminds me of the father who was trying to explain the concept of marriage to his 4-year-old daughter. He got out their wedding album, thinking visual images would help, and explained the entire wedding service to her. When he was finished, he asked if she had any questions. She pointed to a picture of the wedding party and asked, "Daddy, is that when Mommy came to work for us?" It's kind of like that, isn't it, moms? Unfortunately. You have to work hard, and I understand that. But hey, remember, in you working hard and you facing all the stresses of life, and you are under a tremendous amount of stress, in all the things that you have to do, especially in our society today, you're required to do so many things. There's so much pressure on you that I want you to understand that if you will continue on and continue to use your gifts and abilities to serve the Lord, God's going to use that. God's going to use that to instill godly character in your children, okay? And that's something I hope you'll understand. I know that moms face a tremendous amount. I would not want to be a mom. They've got way too much to do, way too much to handle, and it's way too much stress for me. But I want you to understand that God knows what you're going through. And if you will continue to go on, if you will keep in the fight, if you will just keep trying, the Lord is going to use you, Mom, as a great influence for your kids. So, Mom, you need to express to your children through word and deed that the greatest thing they can do with their lives is serve the Lord. Mom, your children need an example of service to learn how to serve the Lord. You need an example to follow. Fortunately, you have an excellent example in Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a sacrificial life of service. And you know, when I think of my own mom, that's kind of what I think of. You know, my mom, she wore rags when I was growing up, but she made sure that I had good clothes to go to school. My mom was sacrificial like that. She spent her time investing in us instead of herself. And I know that is a wonderful thing that has happened in my life, and I'll never forget that. And I am forever grateful to my mom for her sacrificial service. And as Christian moms, I hope you'll see that your sacrificial service has a great impact on your children and really will impact how your children view their service for the Lord. When I tell them, hey, you need to sacrificially serve the Lord, that means more to them when they've seen someone like their mom who has done just that. So let's remember this, moms. Let's remember this, dads. Let's all remember these wonderful principles of how to live and impact the lives of children.